This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We just had Linnell Willingham, who said he believes it's a 35% chance that it is a Titanic situation, that they would trade away Terry McLaurin and that he won't play. Do you agree? You can call us at 1-800-636-1067. Interestingly, I checked out our poll of the day, which you can vote at Junks Radio, and basically posed the question. He's under contract, but he's trying to get this bigger contract extension. Mm-hmm. Whose side are you on? You on Team Terry or Team Adam Peters? This is what's interesting about it. So far, over 500 votes, 50.3% Team Terry, 49.7% Team Adam Peters. It is
that shocks
right this, down the middle.
I would have two different answers based on the information we don't know. Mm-hmm. I would be on Team Terry if Adam Peters is lowballing him and basically saying you can play for the same amount as you made last year.
Yeah.
But I would be on Team Adam if Buddy Baker is asking for $34 million a year.
Yeah, but you couldn't ask for that.
You got to meet in the middle. Off. You got to get look.
Adam okay, Peters, but they clearly can't.
I think Adam Peters is suffering from recent sticker shock when it comes to what wide receivers are making in the NFL.
Yeah,
and is he going to give Terry $35 or $37 million or something approaching Jamar Chase? No. Is he going to give him Justin Jefferson money at $35 million? No. But I think he has to come to the realization that if he wants Terry McLaurin to sign a deal here, that number is going to start with a three. And I think that that's a psychological
hurdle
for him.
You don't think 28 would get it done?
I don't think so. I just...
If they're offering you 24, then all of a sudden they come in at 28?
You're still taking a hometown discount. And I don't think Terry McLaurin wants to take a hometown discount.
All I'm saying is we don't know the numbers, okay? We just don't.
We don't.
If they can't meet in the middle, which doesn't seem like they can right now, that would depend on the numbers that Terry's asking for in Buddy Baker versus what Peters is offering.
Well,
I could play both sides, because if Buddy Baker's saying we're not playing for anything less than 35,
I don't know the
then
numbers,
I'm not on your side.
I don't know the numbers exactly, but I know this. I know the number that Adam Peters is floating to that camp starts with a two.
Yeah.
And then the Terry McLaurin camp is not happy with it.
But Terry's agent, Jason, you know this, and negotiate. He's not going to give him his absolute low ball number.
Yeah.
Now, he's never going to do that. Mm-hmm. So he's going to hold fast to a big number, and then eventually at some point cave a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But he's not going to tell him what the cave number is.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume.
But he's not going to tell him, I will, you know.
I don't think the nuclear option is going to happen.
But if I'm Adam Peters and Buddy Baker says we're not coming off $35 million a year, okay. Call me in a couple weeks.
I don't think he's going to get traded, but if Adam Peters isn't willing to go around 30-plus million AAV, then I might start thinking, might have to trade him.
5 minutes
to get
ago,
something done.
Adam Schefter tweeted that the Commanders that officially placed Terry McLaurin on the reserve did not report list.
Right. That's a semantics thing. Yeah, make it official. All right. So can I throw out something that's not nice and mean, but just can I just get play? Can you play along with me?
Sure.
And don't try to cancel me and fire me. But maybe we need a receiver to get hurt.
Huh.
You know, maybe we need Noah Brown, or maybe we need Michael Gallup, because it'll spur.
We need one of those guys to go down and training camp.
I'm trying to pick somebody.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to say this and not be mean.
Yeah,
and I'm just saying maybe because you start losing guys, then that's gonna now all of a sudden your value goes up, right?
Sure.
I mean, I don't want to lose Debo. I don't even want to lose any of those guys, and I don't mean it in a mean way. I'm just.
So they become
more
desperate.
It's okay.
I'm not spitballing. I'm just saying.
Well, if Debo tore his Achilles today in practice, yeah, I mean, that's.
Well,
but if Kazmir Allen goes down, I mean.
No, not Kazmir Allen.
It's not going
to
be a
big deal. It would have to be somebody.
It would have to be somebody that's a contributor.
Yeah.
1-800-636-1067.
Because that'll spur some movement, I think.
And that's something that I think clearly works in Terry's favor is that. They're not that deep at wideout.
No.
Even with the addition of Debo Samuel, they're not super deep.
Unless they love the kid that they drafted from Virginia Tech that most people believe is Lane. Special
Lane
teams guy.
And McCaffrey takes the next step in year two. Maybe, maybe they're banking on that.
McCaffrey's the one that we all sleep on. He's the one that we're all sleeping on. Well, maybe good. Maybe for good reason.
Right.
1-800-636-1067. We'll take your calls. Are you Team Terry or are you Team AP? The general manager speaking on behalf of the Commanders. Although he didn't really say anything, but I guess you'd be Team AP if you just believe he's being fiscally responsible and trying to fit Terry in versus overpaying him.
I don't care that much about fiscal responsibility when you have plenty of salary cap money and you're trying to ink one of your most important players. This is not like a fifth or sixth wideout on your roster. This is your most important wide receiver for your young quarterback.
The heart and soul guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you've also shown with your other offseason moves that you're all in this year.
Right.
You wouldn't have traded for Laremy Tunsil and Debo Samuel if you weren't all in.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And signed Von Miller.
And trade for Lattimore midseason last year.
Trade for Lattimore last year. Yeah.
All right, let's go to Dennis in Reston. Hey, Dennis.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my phone call. First, I'm going to lead off this, and I'm going to make it as quick as I can. With that press conference that they gave yesterday, okay, Dan Quinn started it off. And then he passed it over to Dan Peters. And the way it seemed to me when I saw that, it seemed like Adam Peters the whole time, because I was looking at him, really not so much Dan, was trying to figure out, oh, God, what the hell am I going to say? What am I going to say? I'm not ready for this. And then he comes up and he blows his smoke and says what he's going to say and says what he says. That he wasn't ready for that yesterday, and the way I'm seeing this right now, it's kind of a failure.
Hold on, Dennis.
I thought he was ready for it.
Dennis.
What did you want him to say?
No, he wasn't ready for it. He was blowing smoke.
He wasn't
guys.
Ready
Come
for
on
a
now.
Press conference.
Of course, he was blowing
happening.
Smoke.
You don't think he knew the media was going to ask about Terry McLaurin?
Okay, and here's another thing I don't like about him. Okay, here's Dutch. Have you guys picked
Is there
up
a difference
this?
Between when him and Mark? And is there much of a difference?
Go ahead.
Okay, when he goes, he'll always like when somebody new starts to ask him questions, he'll come up and he'll smile at him real quick. And then all of a sudden his face turns to ice. Okay. He did it once and then he blew smoke.
Jeez.
And then somebody,
you're really overanalyzing this press conference.
Him, you're anti Adam.
Comes up with this real quick little shows his teeth smile and then goes right back to ice. I'm going to tell you what, if he does not get Terry signed, a couple things will happen. There's going to be a lot of really upset people around here. And second of all, they'll take it in losses, too, because they need that man. And just like everybody's saying, why are they messing with Terry? Why are they messing with Terry? Terry can stay. Adam can go. Thanks a lot for
all
taking
right.
my
Thank
call.
You, Dan.
Now everyone is anti-Adam. They loved him last year. Yeah. Dennis loved Adam Peters last
year. All Commanders fans have been clamoring for is for like real football people to come in and run the football operation. You finally have one of those people in Adam Peters. Let's not run him out of town.
I agree with Dennis.
During the first
Adam Peters is so clueless, he was not prepared for the media to ask him about Terry McLaurin.
He wasn't prepared for a press conference that he knew was happening.
He knew that was not. He thought they were going to ask him about Debo.
I do agree with this, though. It appeared that Dan Quinn was uncomfortable. And Dan Quinn didn't really want to deal with
it. That was your read?
That was my read.
I didn't notice that, but I didn't watch it as long as you did.
Dan Quinn just wants to coach ball.
Yeah.
That was my impression when we met him the other night at Eddie Merlot's in Ashburn.
Mm-hmm.
He's a football guy. He loves football. Even when he goes to Hawaii, he was telling Jason and I, he looks at his iPad and watches film.
I'm sure he does.
Right.
He has a silly view, though.
He didn't have his hat on backwards at Eddie Merlot's.
He didn't? Okay.
No, he didn't.
All right, let's go to Reggie in D.C. Reggie, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, man.
We got to get to the point, man. In Adam Peters' eyes, maybe the organization, he's not a key part. He's an important part. He's not key. Everybody keeps throwing out these adjectives describing him, and the organization is telling us clearly that they don't view him that way. This year is pretty much already guaranteed. He's going to get that money. I just don't see him signing. Without, like, it's going to have to be, and if we're only offering 25, 26, I just don't see it. I think I see Terry probably holding out. I think you got to play, eight games, or you got to return by week 8 to get your service credit or whatever it is.
I mean, honestly, I don't want to interrupt you, RG, but other than, like John Riggins, like 30 years ago, when you sit out a year and try to come back, it just – rarely works out. Did Sean Gilbert do it 1 year? Maybe be moderately
successful.
Maybe be moderately successful. But like guys that hold out the whole year, I remember Riggins did it and came roaring back. But I remember Le'Veon Bell did it. He never was the same.
Sit out, but I think you have to report by like week 8 in order to get like that, in order for this year to count.
I just
don't like what inclination right now have we shown, at least right now, that we can get a sign that like we're even close. And right now, and I didn't understand the Michael Gallup signing. I was like, he's been out of football now? Okay. Some of this stuff is starting to make sense because we are not Adam Peters. And I think you guys had Neil Greenberg on, and he was talking about wide receivers after 30. We're in a sports society now where it's analytics. And if the analytics are saying wide receivers, they don't fall off a cliff, but wide receivers drop off after 30, I don't see how you can.
You just have to argue that you're the exception, that you're one of the few guys that can still be very productive.
Right. And if you Terry, I got a draft mate, DK Metcalf. If you're not even close to him, I don't understand how we're going to have a conversation when I feel like a guy who I was drafted with, I'm better than. So I just don't see how this is going to get resolved.
Yeah, it's a difficult one for sure. All right, thank you, Reggie. Thank you, buddy.
And as far as Gallup is concerned, that's just a low cost, potentially depth signing for the roster. Don't expect a lot out of Michael Gallup.
Right.
His point is, if you don't have a Terry,
you got to rely
now
on guys
all of a sudden
like that.
You got a veteran who's played, who maybe is going to play more than you want.
Yeah, it damages your impact on offense. Like how effective your wideouts are.
I don't think there's any way that Terry is going to sit out till week 8.
No. I don't foresee that happening.
$50,000 a day until late October.
And I also think it's going to be hard for him to turn down if they get it up to $26-28 million. You going to really turn that down? They're going to give you 2-3 years of that.
Yeah, but if I'm Terry's camp, I'm arguing I'm making 23 already. The bump to 26 is negligible. Right, like you need to do better. You need to
28,
do better.
28 or 29.
Whatever the number is, whatever the number is, it's going to be.
You're
significant.
Stuck on that number starting
it's like
at 2.
Listen, whatever the number is, it's going to be massive. And at some point,
it has to be to get
at
him
some
to,
point, you got to get that bag.
I agree, but
at some point, you can't fumble that bag.
Terry feels like he's a $30 million plus per year receiver, and I'm sure that's what his agent is striving for.
I agree, but at push comes to shove, are you going to really fumble that bag on principle? The $28 million bag for 3 years or what?
Potentially.
I wouldn't. I grabbed that thing.
1-800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. Coming up next, we'll talk to one of the guys who's been all over the story for weeks. Jeremy Fowler from ESPN will join us to talk more Terry McLaurin and the latest. Welcome back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Going to talk to Jeremy Fowler from ESPN, who joins us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's going on?
You've been all over this story for a while. You know the people here in the DMV are freaking out. What's kind of the latest that you're hearing with this Terry situation?
Well, you know, I checked with somebody last night after he had decided to hold out. And, you know, I think his feeling was, hey, I've been serious this whole time, so why should I cave now and show up, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's interesting with these holdouts, and I've been through these before where, you know, you hear players say a lot that, or people around the players say, well, hey, they're dug in, they're gonna stay away or miss games. Mm-hmm. And you kind of have to judge, well, do they mean it or not, you know? I think Terry means it. You know, we'll see what happens over time, and minds can change. And I think it's more like the Washington has been in touch more over the last few days, which is good.
You believe that to be true? Because we have a guy here that works here, and he says, I don't believe it, because if there were real talks, he'd maybe hold in at least. There'd be some movement.
Well, I think you're right. It's it's all it's semantics a little bit as far as what real talks are. I think if they were, if the talks were truly meaningful or going in a positive direction toward a deal, I do think he would be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that they have had. They've increased the number of discussions they've had of late, like the Washington's been in touch.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how meaningful the conversations were. They clearly weren't good enough to get them there, you know, so it is semantics a little bit. But over the last few days, Washington has been in touch more, and they've had talks more so than they were, say, a couple weeks ago. So if there's a positive, it's that, I guess.
Jeremy, are you surprised that the Washington front office has taken this stance with Terry McLaurin, a team leader, clearly a valued player, that they're drawing this line in the sand with one of their most valued players? Are you surprised at all by that?
Well, I would say I'm mildly surprised, but I'm not in the sense that these third contracts are tricky no matter how good a player is. They just are. TJ Watt, I would probably call an exception. You know, Watt and Myles Garrett, because they're both 1 and 2 in the pass rusher market, and it's a premier position, and they're premier players. Terry obviously is a very good elite receiver, but I think some teams put a cap a little bit on what they're willing to do on third contracts, and there really is sticker shock league-wide at some of these positions, the way they've grown financially, you know, where receiver $30 million a year, nobody sniffs at anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, could Washington change its plan, especially if Terry continues to sit out? Certainly, but it sounds like coming into all this, or at least coming into the summer, you know, they were willing to acknowledge a slight increase on where Terry was, but not the market, which is $30 million and above.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I was going to ask you, do you have any, and maybe you're just guessing, Jeremy, but any chance you can guess on what the gap is? I mean, he's currently making about 23, and like you said, the big guys are making, you know, mid-30s. And I wouldn't pay Terry McLaurin mid-30s either. I like him, but I wouldn't pay him that much because he's, you know, he'll be 30. But any idea what the gap is? What do you think Terry's asking for, and what do you think Adam is offering?
Well, it's not a guess. It is based on my talks. But it's,
oh, okay, good.
But people aren't spelling out an exact gap. So I don't know the exact gap is, say, $5 million a year, for instance. But if it... Based on what I've gathered, if it was something like that, that would not surprise me. Like it's,
are they under 30?
I don't even think.
Is that your guess?
They're in a place where Washington's making offers and counter offers right now. That's part of the problem. I don't think they're that far down the road. It's more like, here's where we are, here's where you are. So I don't know if there's even like a realistic gap that exists right now, because I don't think they've gotten that far.
Oh.
So they're still like at their preliminary offers, essentially.
Yeah. I just think it hasn't intensified to that point. You know, it's been some talks of, hey, here's what we would be comfortable with. Okay, well, here's the market, and here's what Terry's accomplished in that market. So we got a problem, you know. That's kind of where it's at. So I don't know that it's even got off the ground in that way. But from what I was told, I think Washington was willing to do what some would consider a slight increase off of where he was. So if he's at 23... they'd be willing to do, say, look, 25, for example. And Terry's probably saying, hey, the market's 30 plus. So where are we at here? So that's essentially the gap. I'm not going to put an exact number on it, but that's kind of what you're looking at.
All right, so I'm looking at Buddy Baker's client list, and I'm assuming this is up to date. Maybe it's not. Seems to me by far Terry's his biggest client, right? By far. Mm-hmm. Is there any sense that this is a little bit, like, out of his realm? I mean, he's got a lot of clients. It's not his first rodeo. But, I mean, this would be, maybe I'm wrong, by far his biggest deal, and that there's, like, maybe there's a personality rift, and, you know, the Commanders, they just don't respect this guy. I you know what I mean? There's something going on there.
I don't think it's that. You know, Buddy Baker's a veteran agent, had a lot of clients. Is Terry his biggest client? I believe so. But I don't think that's the case. Now, in these things, sometimes it's a matter of what kind of chemistry or trust a team has with a player agent. I don't think that's a problem in this case. I think it's more, you know, the player and the player's agent are taking an aggressive approach, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And look, if you're 29 years old and you're a premier player, you're going to get one last crack at the apple, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to try to maximize that best you can, especially when it does become principal a little bit, I think, for the player, when you can look at Brandon Ayuk and T. Higgins getting money around $30 million a year, and you're like, well, I'm just better than those guys. It just is what it is. I don't care if I'm 29. So that's just me using an example, but I think he's looking at the market saying that. You know, Garrett Wilson, I think more than half the league would argue that Terry McLaurin is better than Garrett Wilson. Now, Garrett Wilson's on his second contract. He's a lot younger.
Right.
Understand. And he's got kind of a unique skill set, but Terry overall, all around, is a better player.
Have they gotten to the point where they're negotiating term? Or are they still stuck on AAV? Because a lot of us have assumed from afar without having any knowledge, well, they must be arguing about term because, you know, he's older. They don't want to give him, you know, 3-4 years. And, you know, he wants, obviously, last crack at the apple. But, you know, they can't possibly be debating what his value is. You're saying they're even debating his actual value. Doesn't even sound like they're even talking about term.
I'm sure that they have. Like, I'm sure that they've at least kicked that around, you know?
Yeah.
I just don't think it's at a point where they're throwing offers and counteroffers around. That's all. I just think it's the lack of, from what I was told, the lack of, like, meaningful discussions to get to that point haven't really been occurring, although there has been a slight uptick of late.
Yeah.
Just as camp has approached, that created at least some urgency to try to talk through it more. But I just think the issue is, yeah, like in the big picture, what do you think of me? What's your value of me? You know, those are some of the core issues as opposed to, like, you know, average per year and all that. Now, guaranteed money is always going to be a sticking point with these things. Yeah. You know, it was with TJ Watt's deal, some of the recent ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's always the number one thing. So they're going to have to work through that in a big way.
Talking to Jeremy Fowler from ESPN, he's excellent. What do you think the chances of a trade are? I mean, would you kind of put that way down the list and you still think a deal will get done? Or do you think it's a possibility? I don't. It's just my opinion. I don't. But do you think it's a possibility?
So I checked with somebody with the team pretty recently, you know, do you believe trading McLaurin is an option? I was told pretty firmly no. So as of now, I'm rolling with that. These things do change. Moods can change. You know, right now we see Trey Hendrickson with the Bengals. He's in Florida training right now. You know, like, these things can get contentious and ugly, and so players can get fed up or teams can get fed up. So I always leave a little bit of a small percentage for, you know, stances to change or goalposts to move and all that. But I don't believe they're going to trade Terry McLaurin, no. And this is a team that's right there in their window. They got better this offseason. They need McLaurin. You know, it's just there's no other way around it. You can't go into the season with Deebo Samuel as your number one receiver. The reason why – that's not a knock on Deebo, but the reason why they got him is so he could be a complementary piece in the offense, a do-it-all receiver alongside Terry. So they're going to have to work something out. I don't sense that. There'd be a market for him. But, you know, even these trades are really tough to do now over the last year, especially with the money increasing the way it has. Even, like, premier players, like, we were talking about T.J. Watt a month ago. Are they going to trade T.J. Watt? Well, no matter how good he is, are you going to give up a first-round pick and more to get a player you have to turn around and pay $40 million a year? So these markets and these sticker shock numbers – have decreased the chances to trade star players, at least in the short term. So that's a factor as well.
Jeremy, what do you think is going through the brains of guys like you mentioned Deebo Samuel and Laremy Tunsil, guys that Peters traded for? They're watching this from the outside thinking, well, if Terry's been here for several years and is having trouble getting a deal, like, what are my chances of getting a deal when my deal's up? We know that Debo's in a contract year. We know that Tunsil wants to redo his deal probably the next year or year and a half. What do you think the shockwaves are going through the locker room from the McLaurin holdout?
Yeah, if it's an issue. I mean, it is an issue a team has to deal with. You know, you have a lot of players you're going to have to pay down the road. Now, I feel like Washington's in a decent spot there. You know, some teams, like I look at the Kansas City Chiefs, they've drafted really well, and they've got all these guys they have to pay and still haven't paid them all. But they paid some of them, like Trey Smith and George Karlaftis recently. And that's all good, you know. Washington, I don't feel like they have like 7 or 8 young stars right now they have to pay, but certainly they're going to draft well and have some good young players that they have to take care of. And you mentioned Laremy Tunsil. I mean, he's a premier left tackle. And, you know, he's getting up there in age a little bit. approaching 30, but he's still got some good years left. So, yeah, that's the song and dance of these negotiations, because on the player side, they'd say, hey, Terry's your team captain. He's not disruptive at all. He's a great teammate, class act guy in the community, and he produces on the field. What's the problem? And, it's like, yeah, if you're not going to pay him, who are you really going to pay?
Yeah, totally.
But the team would say, hey, look, it's not that simple. These numbers are ridiculous. We're trying to reconcile that. It's going to take some time. So, and it's not time to panic, because how far do we have to week one? I think if it gets to week one and this is an issue, then they got a problem. But right now, it is just, for better or worse, some good old-fashioned posturing.
What is the remedy, if any, for Terry to make up these fines? Because we know that they changed it in the NFLPA, that you can't just waive it. Is there a way they can write something in the contract to give him a little extra to get this money? Like, what could he do? Or is he literally going to eat this money for as long as he holds out?
Well, that's the tough part. I mean, that's a hard thing to do. We've seen it happen in the past, and it can backfire on a player. I think of Melvin Gordon, running back of the Chargers, where he ended up costing himself a lot of money holding out. Now, he was a running back.
Yeah,
it's a little bit different. Receivers are more important. But there's a way to do it. Like, if you miss a lot of camp time, they can build in some incentives in your contract to offset that. Yeah, I think that's sort of the logic with these things.
Okay.
But once you get to game checks, that's different, I mean, Hassan Reddick last year cost himself a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how good you are, it's tough to just step back in week six, and try to re-ingratiate yourself with the team. I just think this is different based on, A, McLaurin's ability, but also just his standing with the team. And
mm-hmm.
He's just too important. And you got Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels needs this guy, for better or worse,
Totally.
So, that's why I think over the next 6 weeks, even if it gets ugly and turbulent, cooler heads will prevail eventually.
Do you think eventually he will get a deal versus just show up and just
play it out like Jamar Chase did
and let him franchise and whatever could happen next?
I believe so. Now, yeah. It seems like the only wild card here is GM Adam Peters and ownership and front office. They seem to be okay embracing the uncomfortable. Some teams will just sign a guy because they don't want to deal with the headache, But
yeah.
This team seems to have some resolve in this area, or else this maybe would have been done already. So that's the wild card, I would say. And look, some of the moves they made, Laremy Tunsil, Deebo Samuel, those guys have already played out the most of their second contract and are coming to new environments. You probably don't have to pay those guys right away, So they haven't just turned around and paid somebody blindly yet, So this is a good first test for them. I'm fascinated to see where it goes.
Great stuff, Jeremy. Appreciate the time and insight.
Hey, thanks, guys. Anytime.
All right, thanks, buddy. Thanks, man. Really appreciate it. I thank you, Jeremy. I would argue they kind of just threw money at Kinlaw. I would argue
that was free agency, though.
Fair, but they agreed free agency, but they threw.
But it wasn't
money
one of their own guys to just quell a potential headache.
Understood, but almost worse. They gave basically a bum a bunch of guaranteed money, a guy who hasn't proven anything, hasn't lived up to expectations.
Because of injuries, yeah.
Yeah, well, who knows what? Let's hope.
They saw him as a cheaper alternative to Jonathan Allen.
And I actually like the signing, but when you got your guy who is everything, we all know his background and what Terry means to the organization in the area, and then you got a guy who's underachieved his entire career, and you give him $30 million guaranteed, and you just, kind of way above market value. I don't know.
Well, he's also 27, and he's,
I know.
I do think
he's also not accomplished 1/100th.
I do think McLaurin's agent could be a factor.
I do too.
Now, I'm looking at the NFLPA site. Buddy Baker also has another agent that's working with him, Tony Bonagura, who we haven't talked about.
Do you think Tony Bonagura is handling this one?
I don't know.
Buddy Baker is handling
his biggest
client. But Buddy
Baker has had, Darius Butler was one of his clients who's on the McAfee show, right? I don't know if he's on every day or every once in a while. So he's had other NFL clients.
Oh, for sure. I see the list.
He's definitely his biggest.
But it's by far his biggest.
Yeah.
By far the biggest deal.
Yep.
And
he got him the last deal where he's making, $22, $23 million a year.
Yeah.
So, again, if you want to chime in, we've been talking about it all morning, 800-636-1067. But coming up next, we'll give you a chance to win some great prizes. We'll play some Ozzy trivia in honor of the great Ozzy Osbourne.
Let's go.
Hey,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Finder, tomorrow, Mayor Bowser is going to join us in studio, 9 o'clock. Don't want to miss that. The latest on the stadium, the nickname, all that sort of thing with Mayor Bowser at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Wear your best hoodie tomorrow. Dress up. Got to dress up for the mayor.
Yeah, I don't know what... I know you're doing a bit, we don't dress up.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not suggesting that we actually do, are
you? No, I'm kidding.
I understand that you're doing a bit.
Yeah.
But I mean, on any level, are you thinking to level up even moderately?
Not really.
Yeah, because I'm not.
No. I mean, I'm probably not going to wear an Ozzy Osbourne t-shirt, but...
you'd wear your pajamas?
Yeah.
To meet with the mayor?
Yes.
All right.
I'm not coming in here in a suit.
I'm not asking you to do that, but
I'm not going to come. I wouldn't even. Yeah.
I mean, you are meeting a dignified person. You're going to.
Yeah. I respect it.
I might upgrade to like quarter zip, like Jason. Jason looks like he's going to go out and tee it up. Yeah. Like
I would feel like I was being fake.
Well, when you go to a wedding, you dress up.
You want
to? I'm not going to a wedding. I'm having a politician come in.
Okay, if the vice president came in here, would you wear your pajamas?
I mean, that's such beyond the pale of possibilities.
Similar.
Similar.
I mean, she's not the mayor of Bowie. She's the mayor of Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
If it doesn't matter her political preference or anything like that, I don't think I would. I never dressed up for like when the D.C. police chief come in. That's a dignified position. I mean, I never dressed up for that ever.
I don't think that holds the same prestige, but
a D.C. neither here nor there. Police chief is pretty big.
1-800-636-1067. We're trying to give away some prizes. It is Game Show Wednesday.
Always brought to you by our good friends, Open Road Distilling Company over at the Reston Town Center. It's a great spot. And it's time to raise your standards. And by the way, they are now available at Virginia ABC stores, exclusively in Northern Virginia. They've also moved a little south to Richmond. Eventually, they're going to be southeast near Virginia Beach. But raise your standards, whether it's the bold spice of Eagle Eye Rye, the smooth depth of Independence Bourbon, or the rich, ready-to-pour maple old-fashioned. It's whiskey done right. For the full experience, head on over to the Reston Town Center Open Road Distillery.
JP, do you see my hands?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what you're doing with your hands.
Again, I've done this a few times. They're empty. I'm still waiting to show my gifted bottles of Open Road spirits.
That's
look,
on Jason.
Look, your hands are empty. That's on me. This hand is empty.
That's right. On Jason.
This hand is also empty.
I know or a nice jacket or something. He has a really nice jacket.
What is the...
You're not even a liquor guy, really.
Would you want the vodka or would you want the bourbon?
I'll take anything.
Anything?
Oh. I'll take whatever.
He just likes free stuff. This is literally...
Yes, exactly.
The guy just wants free stuff because he doesn't even drink liquor. I mean,
what you
should do is take your lovely wife over to Open Road Distilling, go to dinner.
I should
and
do
then
that.
Head into the distillery and do the taste test, and then
that sounds like a great
walk
idea.
Out with some bottles.
I don't know.
That sounds
now
like
you'd
an
have to go to
idea.
Reston. You have to leave.
I can do that. Right. I can do that.
But that's I'll work on that.
I can get out of my comfort zone.
Can you talk to your LIV golf guy too? I mean, can we get that?
My boy Chris. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would like a ton. My hat's all sweaty.
Our connections game has gone a little bit. Stale. We need to freshen it up. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
I had to send a text to Farley because I've been ignoring the girls in my house.
Okay.
For 6 months. 6 months I've been ignoring.
They've been asking for just hookups.
Yeah, they're like, can you ask your patient? Can you ask Chris if for some hookers? And I just like ignoring because I'm embarrassed. And finally, they beat me down after 6 months.
Right.
You know, you got to take care. He's an unbelievable guy. But it is a humiliating ask.
Sure. But you asked.
Yeah.
You did ask.
I did.
You could just give them the main line. Like, Kelsey just deals with Farley herself. Now he's
cut
helping
out
her. I think she's running in the Marine Corps Marathon.
Yeah, well, she's
which
like,
he, like, greases the skids for that.
Very good. No,
yes, that he loves that. My girls just want to walk around in them. You know.
I just texted my boy Chris, who's one of the higher-ups for LIV.
You want to take a picture of my hand, my empty
hand?
That's
hands? The different person. Yeah. Those are hands for bottles. This is Chris looking for hats and gear.
They're ready to grab
hats
bottles.
Hats and gear.
Golf shirts. So ready.
Let's just do like this.
Oh, you know what?
I'm just ready.
Do they sell those like Bryson Reebok golf shirts? Oh, I would be nuts for that with the LIV logo and everything. Ooh, that would be silly. All right, we're going to do Aussie trivia.
I've got a couple.
Let's go to right. John.
Hopefully Cakes has some.
I got nothing.
Last long.
I got nothing.
John Collins.
Punch up his wiki page.
From Annapolis, also known as Annapolis. Hey, buddy.
How are you?
Good.
Fact or fiction? Ozzy Osbourne's nickname, Ozzy, was created for the stage.
False.
You're correct. It was a schoolyard nickname, and he just carried it over.
Call it Jason Bish or me, Bick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Congratulations. We'll hook you up with the pair of tickets to NSO, Back to the Future, Saturday, August 2nd at Wolf Trap. Recharge your flux capacitor and get ready to celebrate this unforgettable movie classic as you've never seen or heard it before.
All right. Let's go to Andrew in Landover.
I've got one for Andrew.
Morning,
hey, buddy.
Gentlemen.
How are you, man?
Andrew.
Doing well.
Andrew, this should be a layup. I just need you to give me the title of any one of Ozzy's first five solo albums after he left Black Sabbath.
Jeez.
Any one of the
Diary
five.
Diary of a Madman.
He wins. Diary of a Madman.
Boom.
That was his second solo.
Congratulations. You're going to a concert. You're going to go see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul. You get two tickets to go the Good Vibes Only Tour with special guest DaBaby. Friday, July 25th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com.
Those are all great artists, but that's like giving an Ozzy Osbourne, like a guy, like a Mozart ticket.
You're not
going to
find a different concert
just
lineup
so different
than Ozzy Osbourne and Wiz Khalifa, Sean Paul, and DaBaby.
Yeah. But I like it.
What are you going to do?
You know, get more or no? That's it.
Maybe
that's
he's
it.
A renaissance okay. man. All right, I give one for those. You.
I won't get it.
Fact or fiction?
Ask.
Ozzy Osbourne is definitely afraid of spiders.
Fact.
I would say fact.
Well, if he's smart, it's a fact because you should be afraid of spiders.
Now, I'm not sure if he's afraid of spiders or was afraid of spiders, but the fact was that he's apparently afraid of clowns.
He's afraid of clowns. I think that's a clown.
So
that's
a fiction.
Common,
that's weird.
A lot
though.
Of people are afraid of
really
clowns.
Know. You don't really know. It's a weird one.
Okay, weird. Well,
you should have just said clowns.
Yeah, why didn't you say clowns?
Then I would have said. Then I would have said fiction.
What? You think we all knew he was afraid of clowns? I mean, what do you mean trying to throw us off?
All right. One of Ozzy's jobs before he became a rock star was he worked in a slaughterhouse.
Ooh. True.
Fact.
It's so bizarre, it has to be true.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
Very good.
Slaughterhouse. I don't even really know what a slaughterhouse is. That's like where you chop up the meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's where you kill animals and process them for consumption. It's not a fun job.
That seems
your
like a
steak
brutal
doesn't
job.
Start as a 24 ounce ribeye.
Yeah, it doesn't start.
Cakes are all. Are the other members of Black Sabbath still with us?
Yes.
He was the first one to pass?
Correct.
I would have put my money on that drummer after I saw him.
Is it Bill Ward? Is that his name? Not sure. Tony Iommi, Geezer Butler, I believe, is the bassist.
Is that and
I
think Geezer?
Well, his nickname. There's no chance it says Geezer Butler.
No, I know, but I mean, but an old geezer, his nickname is Geezer.
Well, he's been his nickname has been Geezer. For
I know it's what,
probably 40
yes,
years.
He is.
I know, but, it,
but yeah, now he's old.
I get what you're
saying. Yeah, right. It's ironic, I guess.
Geezer Butler.
Yeah, it finally lived up to his nickname.
Yes, he's an old dude that plays bass in Black Sabbath, right. Or used to because
so will
they did their last gig.
They can't tour again, right? They can't have
they did their final gig ever.
I understand, but they can't get like a fake Ozzy. Zeus high.
No, I mean,
you know, like what is it, Journey?
Yeah, they're not gonna go but hire some Filipino
apparently
guy
apparently in England
to sub in.
Apparently in England over here we say what's up bro or what's up dude. They say what's up geezer.
You know what else they say a lot in England? Really? The C word. The C word.
They love that.
They love the C word. Yeah.
I actually said that to my ball on the 17th hole.
Oh, you did?
It was literally in the air. And I said, be the right number, you effing C-word.
C-word. Four-letter word. Women hate it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Women really hate that word. Kidding.
That's literally what I said.
I believe
but
you.
In
be
England,
the right number, you,
you effing
said you have a, C-word.
You have a potty mouth.
You know,
the
in England,
course.
They don't call just women that.
Oh, I know.
They call men that.
Yeah. Like, I would call you that.
Yes. It's not even like a bad word. Like this.
Right.
Yeah. It's like,
and
whatever.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, I thought you were going to start doing the Pulp Fiction bit and Big Mac.
No, the Royale with cheese? No, I'm not going to do that bit. That's Kevin's bit. It's not my bit.
Kavina.
All right, coming up next, we'll talk a little training camp. Our training camp coverage, of course, covered
like actually
by,
training camp?
Yeah, and what right. Coach Quinn says about Jaden Daniels. Our Ooh, training camp coverage nice. On 106.7 The Fan. Presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.